I like to have 5 practice beers before my real beer. This is the perfect pour.
Man, that was professional. Just boom. Delivered it.
Delivered.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
Hey, there's the energy.
It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the name.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, all 3 of us are here. Whoa. No guess, just
no
us.
Guess, just Louis.
No guess. Whoa, hey guys.
Is there anybody? Hello, hello. Anybody here? Hello. I was told there was a show. Hello?
How I feel every week. I'm like, it's Wednesday, right? I mean, we're recording today, right? Are we?
At this point in our lives, if you don't get a no, that's yeah. Then
if
it, yes.
If you don't get a text saying no show, then there's a show.
Yeah, there's a show. Pretty much, I've just accepted the fate. Like, I just walk in here, you'd be like, what, there's no show? I'd be like, oh, I just came over to have a beer with you.
Yeah.
Because we're friends. And
apparently your daughter, because it's daddy-daughter.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that is, just hanging with people that and not podcasting. I don't understand that. Like, why would you do that? Why would you have your friends over and just not record it?
The machine's never been plugged in. This is just how Mikey hangs out with people.
Yeah. You just see that. It's just like, after opening day, if we just showed up, he'd like start setting up stuff all drunkenly. And we're like, dude, we're just here to hang out. He's like, oh, no, just go get the show. Hold on.
And Bells came over on his lunch break for my opening day. And he's like, well, we should record something.
Wow, you got him trained.
I was like, no, I don't feel like it. So basically, I don't have people over here unless it's a podcast. It's very odd. So later on in the show, if you're new to the show, we're going to be talking about beer releases that are interesting to us to look out for and what we're drinking in the past week. And we're going to be drinking lots of beers during the show. And we also have a very healthy voicemail segment of the listeners around the country and the world.
A responsible amount of beers during the show.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
A reasonable.
Yeah. The first hour is very responsible. Second hour, not as responsible.
I've had those reviews. They're all, hey, you guys get a little in the second hour. And I was like, yeah, sometimes. Uh-huh.
It's a beer podcast. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
This beer we've got open, which, I missed this.
I love gold.
From donated to the show by Chew Your Beer. Find him on social media and on Tapped, especially because you might win a beer if you say the right things to chew.
Gosh dang, this beer is clear.
It is Beachwood, Long Beach, California's Beachwood Brewing Sim Coast to Coast IPA. Got a cool tower, radio tower, and giving out signals.
Is this beer old?
Uh-oh. Nick's wondering if it's old. Canned on 3/16/2019.
Okay.
That is not old.
Then I just don't like it.
Well, then I can't blame that, damn it.
There's some melon notes in there.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Melon.
Melon.
Melony jelly rancher.
Yeah, melon. Got that.
It's very light on the hop.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty refreshing.
Crisp melon.
It's crispy melon. Is Simcoe supposed to give a melon note?
Yeah. Not usually. Simcoe's usually more piney or lemon drop to me. But it depends how they used it. Because they could still be lying and they could have
liars
threw some different hops in the boil and yeah. Did everything else Simcoe.
Well, there's a little Simcoe in there.
I don't think it's bad, but
I think
I'm not excited.
Simcoe is not a hop for everybody, especially when it's singled out or prominent.
Lame. Do hops for everybody. Well,
Mark that down, everyone. Nick, not a huge Simcoe guy.
And if he sneezes, then we'll know it's a lot of Simcoe.
Oh, boy. Whoa. Yeah. Or the 25-mile-an-hour winds are wreaking havoc.
Jeez.
On
oh, my enough gosh. With the winds. I could never live in a place that's wind like has a consistent wind. Like, nope, not for me. I cannot live on Mars. Can't do it.
I heard you like tree branches, so we brought you some tree branches.
Oh, I spent I spent 2 hours cleaning the pool this evening.
Oh boy.
And then it's right back. Yeah. All the crap from somebody else's pool just blew into your pool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, it's me.
First one that cleaned the pool gets everybody else's pool crap.
I wanted to work the Dumb and Dumber line in there, like our pets' heads are falling off, but I couldn't think of a way to tie it into wind. Mm. Our pools right. aren't clean.
Save that for the tailgate.
I'm
going to
bank it. I'll bank it.
Polish it.
All right, let's get into some cook. Oh, right.
Wait.
Before we a couple of beers during our tailgate session. We had. I saw this and I was like, "Damn it, this is probably the most widely distributed or accessible New England IPA, and it's from Samuel Adams. It's called New England IPA."
You mean underperforming, underwhelming?
It was just as okay. I had expected it to be.
Yeah.
You know what? I would rather that was on instead of Boston Lager.
There you go.
If that was on, those Boston Lager was on, and Sam Adams New England IPA was on, I'm going for that New England IPA.
I don't know which part of the East Coast they were on, but they were on the malty side of it.
Mm-hmm. Boston's very malty.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
East Coast is Nevada to Maine.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once you're on the
got some territory.
Once you're on the eastern side of the Sierras, there you go. Bishop is pretty, it's the beginning of the East Coast.
Bishop. Wow.
Geography. Then we also had a classic from Uinta, Hop Nosh.
Solid. That's what I wanted
still
to hear.
It's been a while since I had that beer, and the now it's a little bit malty to me, and I don't remember it being malty, and I blame all the hazies on it. I don't think Uinta is doing anything different with Hop Nosh. It's just my taste buds are different now. So our
hey buds,
let's party. So there you go. You're all caught up to date.
Mm-hmm.
With the drinking, and let's get into the subculture.
Quick, before we get drunk.
Matt.
Hold on.
All right. We'll hold.
So craft beer people that like...
Craft beer people, am I right?
That like movies are rejoicing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because in the new Avengers trailer, a Creature Comforts can was spotted on the desk.
Oh, okay.
So
somebody in the set design is a Creature Comforts fan.
So let's see. The next shot shows
that probably means they shot it in Georgia.
Georgia.
So the next shot shows a sullen Thor, you know,
the Georgia Pines,
who came oh so close to saving the day in Avengers Infinity War, sitting at a table with a beer can in front of him. Georgia craft beer fans realize this beer can isn't any old beer can. In fact, it's not even a big beer can.
It's a variant.
It's a can of Athena, a Berliner style.
I only have variants in my scenes.
A Berliner style Weiss from... Athens-based Creature Comforts Brewing. So, apparently people freaked out.
That's what sounds like people freaking out.
So, it's...
That's cool. Nerd! Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that works too.
I got a soundboard too, guys.
Wow, apparently. Look at Nick. So,
So there you go. Craft beers and movies. Now they're probably going to have to go back and digitally edit it out.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mask over with yep. another label.
As long as it's blurred out enough. Only.
How much is that sponsorship, you think? Could we buy that sponsorship?
No. No. It could not.
Damn it.
Our Patreon is not that extensive.
We couldn't even afford to be the off-brand toilet paper in the grocery store.
Yes. I like it.
Ooh. But like the
wipe your butt with the perfect
store cord. Brand toilet paper, but the like soft store
ooh, brand. Soft.
The perfect wipe.
Mm-hmm. Two ply.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, there's a new podcast on the Dorktown Network we'd like to announce. It's all about pooping. It's called The Perfect Wipe.
I'll be on it.
Oh, I'm good at that. I could be on that show.
I nominate our Fresno musician friend, Mike Adame. He'd be perfect for that subject. Uh-huh.
He's a good talks about poop a lot.
Oh, yeah. He's always waiting for that conversation to come up.
He's always just hanging out. Like,
yep.
It's like, oh, poop. Oh,
poop.
Oh, let me tell you a poop story, guys. Sit down and let me regale you about poop.
Take a load off.
Boss makes a dollar. I make a dime. That's why I poop on company time.
Whoa. Boo, 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 boo. The best is when you're making double time.
Whoa, double time poops.
Yeah. You're like, whoop. That was a dollar.
$1.
Oh, better head back to the office before the shift's over.
We got to clock out on time.
Matt, use that more?
That was things? My...
Okay. Nick.
Hello.
You got things.
Ninkasi. Remember them?
Ninkasi, Oregon.
Remember we used to nerd out about Ninkasi?
Oh, man. Yeah, mm-hmm. We used to love it. And we're like, oh, there's Ninkasi in Whole Foods.
Triceratops.
Oh, man.
Launching their own hard seltzer brand. How do you think about that?
Not much.
Cucumber mint and cherry blossom.
Producer Becky might be into that.
I think these are going to taste like what we thought Brut IPs should have tasted like. That's my take on this. That right. Super clean, sparkling,
yeah.
Boozy flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to do well for them in place, for the non-beer drinkers. But I wonder if they could sell this at beer establishments.
Huh. That's a good thought. Like, are these in cake? Like, do you have the hard seltzers? Are they in kegs anywhere?
Something they're showing six packs? So
right, but like, is that something that are there handles? Draft. Hard seltzer handles?
Would have you have to this? Serve it out of a soda dispenser?
Well, they have those kegs. Those the home brewers use those soda kegs.
Oh, the
all
corny
the time.
Kegs. Yeah,
I think you could carb it enough that you wouldn't need to have a fountain.
But how cool would it be to have
a keg
seltzer
hard,
fountain?
Hard seltzer keg. It'd be very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
I don't know. Might be worth a try.
I think the answer it's you're the looking closet. For is very cool.
Very cool.
Well, hey, I don't know because producer Becky likes those, and if I can't find any beers that would suit her, I'll just get hard seltzer, and I don't know. I don't know what I'm buying.
You've never tried to
but a sip. I haven't. That I haven't tried it, and then I also don't know who I'm buying from. Like, which is very bad in my book.
Mm-hmm.
To not, but I.
Oh, Big Seltzer, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm buying Big Seltzer or not, bro.
Then you gotta watch those guys.
Yep,
they're sneaky.
You're acting like there's gonna be a Carol in there, just like get like judge. You're like, mm-mm, you don't want that one.
Yeah,
no, mm-mm.
No.
What about the? Which one should I get? They're all kind of the same, actually.
Thanks.
I need somebody to guide me on. I need a indie seltzer, hard seltzer list.
It'd be like a Ouija board at that point. Just this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
Went over like a fart in church. That did. How about Revision?
I would think a fart in church would be like probably the most exciting thing ever. You're like, hey,
that's why you're not allowed.
How about that sermon? Yeah, it's pretty good. You hear that guy fart?
You heard that fart?
He's like, yeah, the fart. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh God, we are turning into the poop podcast.
Yep, here we are.
Okay, without thinking too hard about this, what's the next important April holiday coming up?
Easter.
Okay, besides Easter.
Oh, Good Friday.
Okay, besides Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday, everyone. By the way,
what's the favorite stoner holiday?
No, 420.
Four and 20, then
bro.
20.
Revision Brewing's Leafy Greens coming soon. 420. And while you're at it, get some Leafy Greens rolling papers for 420.
Wow, man.
Yeah? No?
Yeah, sure.
Leafy Greens?
Yeah.
That come in a special label package?
How am I going to get this?
You know you want this. You got to go to them.
You must go to them.
Available 420. Yeah, they don't say how. They just say available 420. Did you get your 420 Enjoy Buy yet?
You know what? I saw it at Whole Foods. I want to get it. It was just too pricey for me.
Yeah?
I'm just too budget conscious anymore.
Oh,
it was like time. I think it was $17.99 for the six pack of 12 ounce cans.
You're the reason why Berlin closed.
Yep. It's me. Like, I can't do it. And it's stone. So it's like, why? I understand it's a double IPA, so it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's stone. It shouldn't be that much.
Mm-hmm. No, they've never.
That's $17.99 is a little independent indie brewer. That's not big independent brewer. Why am I saying independent?
Independent, because you're cool like that.
I guess so.
Well, there you go. Get some Leafy Greens. April, 13th is Record Store Day.
Oh.
Dogfish Head is officially doing something again this year with
Record Store Day. They always have that one beer that has the record on it. What is it?
Music to Drink Beer To, Volume 3. Mm. 5, 19?
Yeah, now that's what I call beer. 19.
Now that's what I call beer.
So they are partnering with Record Store Day and Untappd for a special badges, which any Dogfish Head beer between now and the 30th will get you with a badge. That was the silentest beer fridge ever.
I don't know if the beer fridge Michael's working there.
I knew what I wanted.
And if you are shopping for Record Store Day, they are doing a blacklight poster from Dogfish Head.
Wow, cool, man.
So you got to go to Record Store, not a beer store.
That's cool. Are you going to see it? You're going to go to Tower District Records?
I will probably not. I will.
Go!
But probably not in time to get said poster because I will be at a Volkswagen show that morning.
Oh, busy.
Busy.
Busy day for your other nerd
If anybody wants to have a get it in Visalia, we're going to party it up at the CB Performance.
Man, you've got three hobbies going in one day there.
Poop,
all that.
Poop, Volkswagens, and beer?
Yeah. I'm a poop hobbyist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a hobby of mine.
Yeah. Pretty into pooping.
I'm good at it.
Okay.
I'm going pro.
Tell me about that. Gary V told me to do what you love, and so I'm trying to figure out how to monetize my pooping.
Dress for the job you want.
Yep.
No clothes required.
New beer on the show, guys. It's Poop Show, guys. The great
in both senses of the word.
Yep. Great Change Brewing out of Bakersfield, California.
Mm-hmm.
Poncherello.
Whoa, good name.
The Vernon Shirley reference. It's a crowler, and Bearded Brewer 87 donated to the show.
Wow.
Oh.
This is nice.
I had not heard of Great Change before you posted it on the forum.
So it was one of those things where it was talked about because of a world-renowned brewer went there. But yeah, kind of.
Was that the Kern River guy that
went
there?
Okay. Yeah. So Kyle Smith, he had parted ways with Kern River a while back, and he landed in Bakersfield. I think he had a brief stint with Lengthwise.
Yes, that's what I remembered.
And then he went over to Great Change. I don't know. I know he's brewing for them. I don't know if he's part owner or half owner. I don't know that part of it. Mm-hmm. I just know that that was his place. And so we went down, some friends, Matt Vaught from Fortiter, and then Kayleen from Zach's, and... Dude that wasn't in brewing.
Apparently
he got industry.
And then some other guy that wasn't in the beer industry, so he'll remain nameless. God.
Don't name him.
But we drove down to go see Taking Back Sunday. And we wanted, you know, it's like we couldn't just go to Bakersfield and not get a beer before the show. So Great Change ended up being the place, and cool. Awesome place. It's if you've been to the Dust Bowl in Turlock, same kind of new building, big outdoor patio, kind of just off the main road.
That
kind of deal.
As big as Dust Bowl?
So not as big, just as tall.
Okay.
But
is it food in there?
No food.
Oh, okay.
They're doing food trucks. Okay. They're going to bring in music, kind of a similar format to what Tango Sequoia does. But it was a total brew house. Then they had some window panes and like a couple doors. So you can kind of just, you know, tap on the glass and stare into the brew system. But it was real, real clean, real nice setup. And I got to sample two beers before we had to get to the show. So. This was one of them. I felt it was strong enough to bring in for you guys. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're familiar with IPAs from Kern River, so I think...
What?
The famous Citra from Kern River. This is the man that invented...
So I think
one of the greatest of all time.
I think lightning struck a second time, but this time in Bakersfield.
Boom. Great. Now they have... A doghouse grill you can actually get to.
Yep.
What? They have a doghouse grill?
And great beer.
So you get off on California Avenue, and there used to be the SPI.
California. You get off the 99 7 south on California Avenue.
You had to say that, didn't you?
And you remember. I wasn't even. You're the one that's making it that.
It's fun.
It's a hobby.
The SBI wavelengths is right there.
Wavelengths.
When you got off the highway.
Oh, great. And their wavelengths is still open? What the fuck?
No. That closed like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But their wavelengths is now a doghouse grill.
I'm
catching it.
Firestone.
Firestone. They're Firestone down there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's that was the grill. That was the wavelengths that had the Cadillac in
there,
right? That
is the wavelengths, yes.
That's why I always remembered that.
When they closed that one, they did wedge it in the Fresno store for a while, but it was just not the same.
You're all, this is not the same.
This doesn't feel right.
Hey, cool, man. We got the, from the Baker's. It's not the same. Not the same.
Not the same.
Okay, thanks, bro.
Where's your wax at? See you take the wax display out. Get this Cadillac in here.
You'd have to take display.
We're a surf shop in the middle of an agricultural valley, so
yes,
relax, bro.
I mean,
it's still not the same.
They probably could have put all the shoes on it and made it a shoe display.
A shoe rack.
Yeah. Cadillac shoe rack. But anyways.
I'm following you.
Yeah. So they.
Can I sleep
there's
in?
Walked right in, got food, sat down. My food was ready. It took me... Took a longer time to get a beer than it did to get food.
Industry, bro.
Get parked.
You got the industry treatment.
At Firestone.
Normal Grill. People don't get that.
But ooh, food was
that
on
the
point.
The red velvet booth in the back corner? Is that the industry corner?
Yeah, they got that.
But I do recommend going to Great Change, or if you're able to find them on draft.
All right.
After having this beer, I will also recommend them.
Do they not packaging yet?
Yeah, so...
You have a crowler, sir. What more do you want?
I'm fine. I'm just thinking about the listener.
There was a vital point where Kayleen was talking to the bartender about their current method of distribution. And I
What's your method of distribution?
Matt Vaught and myself were over in the windows staring at the brew system, so we weren't in that conversation. But what I did over here was, right now they're just doing kegs and some self-distribution.
Selfies. All right. So, selfies. They call us selfies.
But I did get a 3-pack of Crowlers. So I have a sneaky pale ale, which which they say it's, you don't know if it's an IPA, you don't know if it's a pale.
I like.
Wow.
So I have one of those. I don't know.
Isn't that every IPA pale?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is, man.
We'll see if that makes it next week. It might not. And then they also had a breakfast stout. So I think that one will make it on the podcast. So. Damn.
Getting thirsty for waffles.
Yeah.
Waffles. All right. So now.
Where's my waffle stuff?
Now you can start planning your trip through the Central Valley of California. Yes. The Valley of California.
Yeah. If you
stop in Bakersfield, great chance. And you stop in Fresno and you go to 559 Brewing and then you go move on. You go up to Dust Bowl. That's your thing.
What? Is this April 1st again? Are we getting trolled right now?
Oh, look what Samuel Adams beer has done to you.
Yep. It's messed me up hard.
Crazy brain.
All right. Well, this great change is great.
It is great. It's a great change.
It is. What else, Nick?
Record store day. Check.
Record store day. It's going to be great. Are you going to be at Tower Records, Matt? On Saturday,
probably not.
Oh,
I just like
be at the Rasputin's.
No,
we are Russian record store.
Rasputin's a crap show on record store day.
Please go to the parking lot. And just be like, crap show. This is a crap show. Hey, you going in there? It's a crap show in there. Enjoy.
But the one year I did walk in, I was like, I'll walk in. Anybody could walk in the store, but from the front register back to where they keep the vinyl, which is in the back of the store, there was a single file line of people waiting their turn to single, like each person had to thumb through what they had for record store day before they let the next person. And it was just like two or three tables.
They only allowed a certain amount of people to thumb through records at a time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so if you were
it was like a bank teller lineup. Like,
yeah, basically.
All right, next teller.
And so if you were the 50th person deep, chances are you didn't get what you want.
Wow.
And then I do like Tower District Records. It's just they're kind of hit and miss with some of the more new stuff they get. They're kind of more of a, I'd say, vintage shop, then Rasputin has a better chance of getting newer stuff. Which it seems like all record shops go that way. It's kind of like if you want to build a collection or if you want to buy stuff that you could find on Amazon.
I saw the Raging Records dude's he's going to start another record shop again.
The Raging Records?
Yeah, remember that? Remember Raging Records?
I do not.
I don't.
What's a Raging Records?
I guess you guys are too young.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, more stuff?
That is my culture.
That is your
because the rest is looking out for.
You didn't talk about the brood dog taking over the stone? Did we talk about
I thought we talked about that last
Did we day. Talk about... No. No, that they're taking over the stones...
Berlin.
Berlin. Did we talk about it last
I week? Thought so.
I don't know.
Brewdog wants, huh?
So Brewdog, he took over. You know, Stone's like, nah, we don't want this shit anymore. And Brewdog's, we'll take it over. We're Brewdog.
Are they going to make it a hotel?
Brewdog takes over and just like turns it into a tomato packing plant. They're like, yeah, we're not going to do anything beer. We just need to make some money. So...
German tomatoes.
That's cool. Indy fails, and then Indy buys
saves.
It. Indy saves. That's fine. I'm interested in what the Brewdogs, they're going to be opening up a bunch of stuff. Like, I saw a list. Like, they're going to be opening a bunch of stuff around the Ohio area.
Uh-oh.
And around that Midwest area. And I think in maybe even in Denver, Brewdogs are not. They're getting bigger.
Wow.
Like opening things up.
Who did they piss off in Ohio?
Wow. What does that say? I hope you've gotten the latest Untappd update.
Nope.
Because wait, now you
maybe
you can share your check-ins to your Instagram.
Oh, great.
Either your stories or your regular feed. And it's pretty easy.
I have different social medias, so I could do different things. I do not need them colluding with each other.
See, I like it because it makes it easier to add the stories. Yeah. Like if I'm drinking a beer.
Yeah, well, you have... I don't know if this is spilling the beans or not, but you have multiple accounts to do stuff with.
Dear Lord. Yeah, I get burnt out. I've been burnt out the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
I've not done very much on the Perfect Pours social media. As I get burnout. Social media burnout. Mm-hmm. I just like making blog posts and making podcasts.
There you go.
What was that?
Oh, sorry, is my foot
kicked. Oh, okay.
Podcast.
I've been in this garage when there's an earthquake, so I was like, woo. I was like, my ears, my antennae.
What are you saving? What are you going to save?
The other day, one of my social medias informed me that you have a new social media where I think you're going to write how to podcast.
Nope. You didn't see anything. I was worried about that. I was like, this better not, because I'm like. No, I'm building something in secret, and then, but I needed to acquire the social media accounts just so nobody else would. Uh-huh. I don't even really feel like using them. I just didn't want someone else to get them. And I was like, Instagram better not like suggest this to other people. And apparently, it is of a bitch.
Yep.
All right.
And so. I was like, what's this all about?
No, it's nothing. Never mind it. Well, that's enough of that. We're coming up to episode 300, and we're at episode 298. So for 300, before we get into voicemails here, I just want to suggest, like, next week you could keep it quiet on the voicemail front, because episode 300, we're thinking that maybe we're going to be able to take live calls during episode 300.
Ooh, Perfect Power, you're on the air.
And so Wednesday, I had their date written out.
24th?
Yes, yep. April 24th, between probably 10 and 11:30-ish Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday night. Find
at
our
your window.
Yeah, I'll reveal our Skype account. It's Dorktown. I think it's Dorktown Podcast. I think it's Dorktown.podcast is the network's Skype account.
It's Mikey After Dark.
So yeah, well, you don't want that account. Trust me. I just thought it'd be fun for 300 to just be able to take live calls like a radio show.
Whoa.
Because Bells and I did that for Dorktown a long, long, long time ago.
Oh, yes.
And we had a pod-a-thon.
I think I've heard that.
And we had to, like, yeah, we're like, we won't stop record. We won't stop podcasting until we've had 10 people contact us. And we got that. So I think we might have cheated. No, for that 10th one. We kind of cheated, but then we got a legitimate one after that, so it made it okay. But yeah, so pay attention.
2 weeks to...
Yeah, so next week you can relax on the voicemails. Don't, unless you got something very relevant to this episode that you like want to come out, something that needs to be said next week. That's fine. But otherwise, just save it for episode 300, and just. I would like to just have a theme and just be like, just tell us one thing that you like about the show, or one favorite memory of the show. Wow. Or one favorite thing you like about the show for episode 300.
Past or current.
And you don't need to be long-winded or anything. Just pop it in there. Just, I like this and like this, guys. Thanks, blah, blah, blah.
Even if Happy you tell 300. Us that you like turtles.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That would be appropriate. Yeah, be tangity. Say something that has nothing related to the show whatsoever. That would completely relate to the show somehow. So There you go. But yeah, next week, next week we're break? Just we're gonna phone it in next week.
Just pretend next week is the World Between Worlds.
Yeah, yeah. Next week's a World Between Worlds episode.
Yes.
And maybe we'll play clips. We'll just play clips.
Clip show.
And then episode 300, it's all about you guys calling us.
Wow.
And
guns a-blazing.
If we were really good, we could gather all the best ofs.
Oh yeah.
Voicemails.
We need a professional editor for that.
Damn it.
We don't have that.
We do not. Louie, get on that.
Louie, could you do something other than just eat crackers and bother everyone?
And lick your paws.
Could you do that? No? All right. Well, never mind then.
Damn it. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
There's two ways you could get your own voice, your personal voice on the show. You can call the Dorktown Network voicemail line, 559-492-0542. Leave us a voicemail that's under 3 minutes, and it'll get on the show. You can also record something on your smartphone. Email that file to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. Again, under 3 minutes. Maximum two.
Max.
We have rules here, people.
That's right. Hey, will you pass me tonight that great change?
Oh, well, all right. I was going to have it all, but...
Nah, I figured. I better get a little sip. Oh, see?
Ooh. Going from left to right of your podcast. Oh,
should have called Louie.
Great change, Crowler.
He would have just knocked it over.
Yeah, Louie would have... It wouldn't have worked out at all for you.
All right, it's all yours.
And our first voicemail of the week.
Of the week.
Comes from, who do you think?
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Oh, I was going to guess that.
I just pulled up to work, and it's Friday.
Uh-oh.
And I listened to this show, and I listened to the whole thing, but I listened to the part where Mikey poses the question. If you have a hoppy lager, a hoppy ale... The only difference, everything's the same. The grain bill, everything
right.
is exactly the same. Yep. But you have different yeast. You have yep. lager yeast and ale yeast.
There you go.
Which one is going to have the hops last the longest?
Yes.
So, a couple things here. I totally agree with Matt. What
Thank
Matt
you.
Said is
Say nothing it, else.
The way the hops degrade, that arc is going to be the same. I totally agree with that. However... The impression, though, how your palate perceives it, depending on the yeast that's used. There are ale yeast, and there's probably lager yeast, too, that have fruity esters that can kind of trick you into thinking that that is a hop character or component. Sorry, I'm a little excited here. Got all revved up with this hoppy fermenting beer question.
Put it in overdrive, man.
Pose
Put it in
world.
Overdrive.
But, yeah, so in New England IPAs, they generally use expressive yeast that not quite Belgian, but border on Belgian. Border on bubblegum, bro. Bordering on bubblegum. But not quite there. So if you have a lager yeast... That's as expressive, but they're generally not. Lager yeast generally don't have as much expressive esters as ale yeast do. They're usually what they call more clean or cleaner than ale yeasts. So your perception would probably be that the hoppiness, the hop character lasts longer in the ale. However... The actual hop presence, I believe, with like what Matt said, would be exactly the same. But it's how your palate perceives it. You might perceive that the ale is staying hoppier longer, depending on what yeast is used. There's ale yeast that are as clean as lagers, too. But, yeah, that's my take on it. I had to get in there. I got all excited. I went wowzers in my trousers
when
I heard that. So
I was hoping.
That's my two cents on that. Keep up great work. And I was just driving.
I was hoping our brewer listeners would.
Brewer listeners.
So wait, can somebody summarize Scotty B saying which one would last longer?
Nothing will last longer. You will taste hops better in ale.
Okay. Got it. Good summary.
Cliff notes.
Cliff notes of the Scotty B. Thanks, Scotty B. I was hoping that question would get some brewers riled up. And
woo,
mission accomplished.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Evil Circle called in.
Whoa.
Guess what? I am still traveling.
Oh, no. So, he's lost.
We just arrived in Nicaragua.
Somebody help him. Jesus.
I'm the first.
That's a lot of...
from Nicaragua.
He just didn't stop.
Yes. I'm assuming Nick doesn't have a Nicaragua reps on his little moleskin there.
Oh, I do.
Now he do. But, now you're in.
Cornholio.
I was in Guatemala yesterday. You know, and I posted on a forum a picture of the crap you're seeing. And guess what, guys?
What's up?
It's pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even know if they even have a craft beer scene or independent beer. So basically, everything's just, you know, some kind of Mexican style lager. But you know what I didn't see down here, guys?
Is there a hoppy one though?
Hazies. No hazies.
No hazies.
No IPAs. No stouts. You know,
so no,
you know what
beer.
I really didn't see? No can releases. No line fests. So it's pretty simple down here.
Beer desert.
Basically, you get whatever's in a bottle, and that's all you get. I highly doubt anything. It's called transfer.
It's a good market, though.
Just a little get in insight there. On Central America craft beer scene. So I see that Colin Janine and Fontana Jim, Ants, Scotty B all had to get it down there in San Diego. Too bad it wasn't a part of it. But making this phone call dark, so I have no idea what was on the last show. But anyway, guys, keep up the good work, and bye.
Bye. Bye.
Ooh, he's worlds between worlds.
Shit.
World between worlds.
Wow, thank you for our first South American or
I think
Central
we'll make
American.
Him honorary get it.
Yeah.
That was enough reference.
It's very international.
I don't even know where that page is at.
Evil Circle. What's going on? What's he doing down there?
I believe he was anniversary vacationing.
Wow. All right. Good job, Evil Circle.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Perfect Four?
It's Colin and Janine.
Oh, thank goodness.
We're here our last day in San Diego, about to fly back to Denver here later this evening.
Saturday, day of days.
It's been an awesome trip. We went to how many breweries?
We went to 34 breweries.
Oh, shit.
I think that's a record for us on vacation.
Ooh, that's a record
34
for anybody.
Breweries. And we had two very awesome get-its. One was Scotty B, drove all the way down from Fresno, was so awesome. We feel honored that he made that trek for us, and we had a great time with him.
Definitely. That was awesome.
And then we met Fontana Jim and Ants and his wife Robin up at Stone, and we did the tour and did some things there, and they were very awesome people as well, drove us everywhere.
So, Mikey, we actually did get the hookup.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll let Jim tell you about that.
So it was pretty awesome. It was an epic trip. And I just want to say how cool it is that, you know, just because some people listen to a podcast in common, that you can actually travel and these people are willing to meet up and just make your trip so much cooler than it would have been if you had never listened or met up with them at all. It's just, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's beyond cool.
So thank you guys for all that. And speaking of get-its, Colin and I were talking. We thought every time anyone has a get-it, if you guys take pictures and either send it to us on the forum or and stuff, that we'll collect all the pictures. And then next year we'll have a get-it calendar.
Ooh, get-it calendar sounds awesome.
That sounds really awesome. Especially if we don't have to do something.
But the coolest picture, I think, one of them was definitely the Garage Boys, the three of them together. It made an awesome picture. Kind of looked like it was a get it. So if we had more of those, we can put together a calendar. I don't know. We could try.
Right. We're drinking one last Booming Rollers for Modern Times while we're here in the hotel room before we got to check out. Since we can't have Modern Times and a lot of the beer you have here, we have a beer suitcase. Thank you, Southwest.
Yeah. Thank you, Scotty B. and Fontana Jim for giving us beer. We also scored a 4-pack of Duckfoot.
Ooh. Yeah.
For the way home.
Well, yeah.
For the way home, but when we get home.
I would say a few of our favorites here has been Duckfoot. Pure Project was definitely awesome.
Yes.
North Park Brewing Company was really cool.
Little Miss was eclectic and strange.
Yeah, Little Miss was awesome. Society was pretty awesome. Like, we went to so many awesome breweries and had a really good time. And San Diego's a cool place. And you guys just made it cooler.
Cooler if you did.
Be cooler. Like cooler. All right, well, keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Bye. Bye, San Diego. Ow. I just got sprayed in the eye by Hazy.
Oh, boy.
Good thing it was me and that Nick.
Hopefully it doesn't give you double vision.
Ah.
With that double vision.
Oh, man.
Thank you for getting
See what you did.
Yep.
See what you did. This is from Chew Your Beer. Wild Barrel. Catch you on the hazy side. Dry hopped with Galaxy and Citra.
Citra. Going
from left to right of your pocket. So.
I don't know if did Duckfoot follow you guys recently? I wonder if they had something to do with that. They followed me.
Oh, maybe.
All of a sudden I heard of this. I was like, what's a Duckfoot?
I always hear them on either 3B Zine or Indie Beer Show. I don't know which one I hear Duckfoot. Probably both.
Oh, great. It's hazy.
It's a hazy. I know Chew gets upset if we don't drink the beers he donates quickly, so we gotta get these Chew Your Beers on the show.
Duck.
That's good. It's a good beer.
It's okay.
Oh, wow. It's okay. It's got that fruit
that
stripe.
Pillowy kinda. Softness. Yeah. It is really sweet.
Mm. It's a nice beer.
It's not bad. I've heard sugary, a great change, though.
Sugary on the middle.
Ooh.
Beep, 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 beep.
Wow.
Leave me a voicemail.
Gmail. This is XL Barrel, and Gmail says, be careful with this message. This sender has never corresponded with you using this email address.
Danger.
Be careful with this message. Wow.
Hey, guys.
That's my only soundboard drop. Sorry.
Representative from Buffalo calling in. Haven't called in a few weeks. I've been pretty busy with work, and it's like all of a sudden, next thing I know, it's Thursday, and I'm like, damn, I meant to call in last week.
Son of a.
And I say, okay, I'll call in for the next week.
Happens
and
then
it's,
all
damn,
this.
It's Thursday again.
Son of a.
So,
he doesn't even have a kid at home.
Yeah, last month, went to Chicago, got out of town for a few days, got to hang out with the boy, got to drink a lot of great beer in Chicago. Missed out on tasting the
stew in Chicago.
Maybe next time. I think she might want to come back. Seems like she had a good time. See, yeah, in Chicago, got to a lot of new places, got to a few old favorite places like Three Floyds on the way in and out of town. Got to stop there. Unfortunately, Chef was under the weather. He couldn't come out to play while I was in the Windy City, so I was kind of an ofer on my get its last month. Oh, well. I am looking forward to the possibility of get it with Hoppy Libations this summer. So she and Hoppy Hubs are more than welcome in my town. Anyone is planning on heading to Buffalo for the Shelton Brothers Festival in October, let me know. Big festival, all their imports, whatnot. I think they do certain things like, you know, something called Canteon or something like that. Maybe you've heard of it.
What?
Anyways, I think the festival is the same weekend as GABF. So avoid the crowds in Denver. Come to Buffalo. Hang out with the big dog. Come on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm hoping to get out to a couple of new cities this year for baseball games and beers. So, hey, maybe you don't come to Buffalo. Maybe you can still have a beer with the big dog if I'm in your town. I'll let you know where
coming
I'm going.
Coming to a town near you.
That's all for now. Keep your stouts dark, keep your IPAs clear, and keep up the good work, gentlemen. Go Padres!
Oh.
Wow.
He almost had it. I do like the way that guy thinks.
Keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, guys! Ba-da-boo! Speaking of baseball parks, the Grizzly Stadium, they got some new stuff in there. Everyone's going crazy about the social bar.
Ooh.
Do they have beer at that social, Matt? Do you know?
Yes.
Do they have handles of Tioga?
They might. So on the either side of the park, those are supposed to be the craftier places.
Yeah.
Where the Dickie's Barbecue used to be. Now it's some taco local thing, whatever. Yeah. And those are supposed to be the craft beer.
Okay.
Craft thing areas.
More hanging out. XL, we did get XL give us a package that we're not going to be able to get cool enough to have them on this week, but next week we'll start having them.
We are leaving the freezing cold temperatures.
Ooh, yeah. It's a nice, comfortable time of year for Fresno. And thank you, XL. Everyone, you're going to Buffalo. Find XL Perro on the social medias, Untapped as well. And get it.
What a little perfect porch for you,
there
beer.
He is.
That's a happy Jew. Man, Holmes. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
The sun's out, guns yes. out. Hey, look at my arms, Holmes. You can't see them, but if we were FaceTiming, you probably Jew. Would, eh? What a, so check it out, eh?
Sun's
this
out,
weekend,
Holmes,
this
out.
Sunday. It's Game of Thrones, eh? Season
yeah.
8.
Woo!
Coming don't. Back. Da, da, da,
da, da, da. No spoilers, bro.
Targaryen and Jon Snow care. Are hooking up. They've been hooking up, hey? That's kind of nasty.
Oh, yeah. They're getting down.
I don't want to spoil it, eh? But
nephew and uncle.
They're related, Holmes. That's a little creepy, eh? But wow. I remember I had a cute cousin, Holmes. But I didn't think about her in that manner, Holmes. Anyways.
It's your aunt. If you had a hot aunt,
what beers will you be drinking watching Season 8, Episode 1, Holmes? And I think they said the episodes, this is it. This is the end. Every episode's going to be like 2 hours long, so it's like watching
not
a movie.
Not every episode.
So what
actually, not
drinking?
Every episode.
No, no, here we
some
go.
Of the episodes are 50
like
minutes.
Six packs of pizza port Ponto, Holmes. Nice sessional IPA. It's springtime. Nothing good like a session IPA. And the good great. Thing is, I'm on vacation starting that weekend,
oh, yeah.
eh? So guess
me
what?
Too.
I don't have to go to work. So I can woo. Get really, really drunk, Holmes. Woo. So how many Pontos does it take to make Juicy double? I don't know, eh? But guess what? When I have a kid, eh, I'm gonna name him like
when?
Like Daenerys or Lannister or fucking, you know, Mormon.
Lannister's not a bad
or Mordu or whatever his name is. I'm gonna give him like a dope ass fucking Game of Thrones name, eh? Cause that shit is firme, Holmes. Imagine like instead of me being Chew Your Beard, my name was like Chew Your Lannister or like Chew Your Stark, Holmes.
The Red Keep.
Orale, that's fucking firme. It's like royalty, eh? Orale. So what beers will you be drinking watching Season 8 of Game of Thrones? And if you don't watch Game of Thrones, why don't you?
Yeah.
And that's it, Holmes. I'll call you back. Yeah, Cholo's like watching mythical fucking creatures and chicks getting stabbed by hard swords and you
sex,
know what I mean.
There's a lot of sex.
There's a lot
there
of adult stuff on this show.
It used to be.
It's not what I watch
not as
it
much
for.
Anymore.
I watch it for the
storylines,
cliffhangers,
dude.
Eh? And
good
the
storylines, good
you
characters.
Know, in my mind, Holmes, like Ned Stark, eh? It's like fucking Tony Stark's great, 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 abuelito, Holmes. Orale, is Chew Your Beer? You have to watch it, Holmes. Viva Game of Thrones, eh?
Peace out.
Winter is coming.
No.
It's here.
Summer is coming.
It's here and it's been happening, Chew. Gosh. I think you gotta have a stout or some sort of ale for Game of Thrones. Arya was having a beer last season and with hot pie. It was great.
But
so there's those Game of Thrones beers that Omegang makes or made.
Oh, yes, they did.
I haven't seen
didn't they have the smug year. Stout or something like that? That was good.
I think we have one of those or something. Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm just going to drink whatever I got. Game of Thrones, bros. I don't care. It's the best. You guys don't care.
What did no, do not care.
Hey, you know what? Oh, I still don't care.
Hey! It's good. It's one of the best shows of all time.
No.
Yes. Well, you haven't watched, so you don't know.
Oh, I've seen clips.
Oh, well then. You're fine then. You know.
Next thing you'll tell me is Walking Dead's awesome.
It used to be.
Wow.
Once they killed off the kid, then it was over for me. Still got plenty of
good
voice bells.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Evil Circle calling in, and guess what?
What? I'm making a voicemail from the Panama Canal.
Wow.
So, just
historic. This is historic.
You guys know there are no tap rooms, you know, breweries in the Panama Canal. Not really a place to stop, but I don't even think there's a Panama Canal or a Panama rep on your guys' little cheat sheet.
No,
but,
there is not.
Panama. Just let you know, they're going through Central America. I guess Google Maps is showing me there are breweries down here. They're mostly more in the tourist areas. So probably something from Americans, for American people, or people from Britain or something.
Britain.
But didn't go in there and check, see what the prices are or how they're run or what they got. Didn't really have the time.
Just go in there.
So it's kind of tight on the port stops here, but maybe next time. So just a little update. So maybe I'll give you guys a call and make it the first voicemail from South America. Oh, maybe in Colombia later in the week. Might actually be my third voicemail for the week, but
nope.
We'll see how that goes.
Can't allow that.
But anyway, guys, keep up the good work, and bye.
Don't care what continent you're on.
You did it. Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to do like a continent, like a southern hemisphere.
Yeah.
There ain't no
northern
loophole.
Hemisphere loophole. I don't know, bro.
I just want to wonder if he's running a little bit hot tonight.
Oh, Panama. Panama reference.
Coming in hot.
Sick of the heat.
Rolling with the top.
Heat coming up the road, man.
Coming up the road.
Reach down, do my legs. Try to grab that beer that's on the other side of the table. And Chew, I'm getting your beer, okay? I'm getting more pours.
Pistons popping. Ain't no stopping now.
Nope. Panama. Lots of voicemails this week.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm not quite driving. I just started up the car.
I can hear you.
I'm leaving this second voicemail in a week, but there's a good reason. I owe Mikey and Matt and Nick an apology.
Why?
You see, Fontana Jim gave me some beer, and he told me to give
Mikey out and the guys some.
And I forgot, and I drank it. I drank both cheeks. Not just one cheek, but I drank both green cheeks. The special ones, the special cheeks. Dad's plaid. And I'm so sorry.
Special
and, you know,
cheeks.
If I would have just listened to the entire show before Sunday, then I would have been, oh, look, Fontana Jim left a voicemail saying that I have something for him, and I wouldn't have drank the second one. So, I just wanted to apologize, guys. I'll make it up to you. Sorry, Fontana Jim. Sorry, everyone.
This is a sad day. This is one of the saddest days in Perfect Pour.
Don't get me wrong. It was great beer. It was insanely delicious.
Great. Rub it in now.
I will make it up to you guys. I will.
You've made
I'm
it up
down,
20 times before,
to SoCal again this month, and I'll do my best to get over there. I'm going there for Knott's Berry Farm. I know it's not like right next to Knott's Berry Farm, but it's not too far away.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I could make like a couple of testicles and swing by Green Cheeks.
Wow.
See what I can get.
Make sure to go on that log ride at Knott's Berry. Classic.
Sorry, guys.
Classic.
Sorry. But keep up the great work.
Oh.
I'm about to be driving.
Yeah, you already got to keep up the great work. You don't get a second one.
That's right.
Oh, man. That's a Green Cheeks, man. He stole our Green Cheeks.
Son of a...
You believe Scotty B did that to us?
Can you blame him?
No. Scotty B deserves those Green Cheeks. You're fine. You needed them. You drink them.
I feel like it could have been labeled. Probably wasn't labeled.
I feel like there was some sort of thing.
You know, it's leftovers in a work fridge.
Right. He's like, well, this is
my Green Cheeks.
I've had a couple of those.
There's still a little bit of it in the sink.
There's so much of it. I had to pour it out.
You poured it out? My Green Cheeks.
Oh, I love that clip.
Hey, guys. Benj Clark with a field report from Tokyo, Japan.
Wow. All this international.
It's amazing. It's a beautiful city. It's fun. And
you can't call three times either.
Not too hard to get around in for a foreigner who only has Google Translate to help.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so I've been staying in Roppongi District, and I'm here for work, and my business colleagues here in Japan had a lot more planned for me than I had anticipated.
He means karaoke.
I had a lot of motel plans.
I had very much free time. And we've been out to eat and out to drink some, but it's always at places that only have like one or maybe two beers, and it's only big beer. Big beer reigns supreme.
Like beer or other beer?
Yes. Oh, you like beer? Here's beer.
How much carrying?
Not that beer.
Everywhere. Craft beer. I really had to hunt to find it. I haven't been out to any of the bottle shops or anything. I'm kind of where I'm at is, you're not going to find like bottle shops and things. But I did find a tap room. It's teeny tiny. It's like underground. There's like a tiny handmade sign at street level, and that's it. It's called Ant and Bee, and I forgot to ask what that meant or what that was about. But you go in, you go downstairs, and it's this like really cozy place. It's super friendly, very kind. The staff there speak a little bit of English and are very knowledgeable. And they had 20 tap handles, all Japanese
Ooh.
Craft beer.
Ooh.
So
that sounds really good.
Fantastic stuff. The Japanese beer, craft beer here is very like straightforward. No hazies, no brutes. And it was no adjuncts, you know, it was just pretty straightforward beer, but very good. There were some like Japanese traditional ingredients kind of things going on. Like there was a sake rice lager that I tried. It was really good. Yeah, it was fantastic. My favorite was, oh, now I've said that. My favorite was what? Namahagi IPA from Aquila Brewing. I forget what city they're in, but it was really good. So anyway, that's kind of it for Tokyo. I'm on to Osaka soon. So you keep up the good work, guys, and I will call again from Osaka.
Oh, man. We've had our first Nicaragua and Panama Canal voicemails. Now we've had our first Japan voicemail that I can recall. Thank you, Binge Clark.
That's amazing.
Amazing. That's amazing.
It's amazing.
So you're saying you're calling from Japan.
What are the perfect port of water?
Be here, how just chilling homes. Just true? Letting you know to drink my beers ASAP. I like it. Uh-oh. When you drink
I've been really drinking it, dude.
I'm sitting in your fridge for like 6 months and then you don't like them because they're old and shit.
This is old.
So get to that shit and enjoy them early. There's a Van Ice. If that hasn't been popped open, Holmes, so go ahead and toss that to Matt. Matt, enjoy that. Let me know what you think. I would like you to compare it with Modern Times Ice. I think it's as good or, you know, almost as top tier as Ice, but not quite. But it is still a delicious lager, Holmes. Wild Barrel. There's a Buchanan there by Mr. Phil, Mr. Bill over in San Diego. Famous guy that does beer pairings with food. Now has a brewery opened. Hope you can enjoy that.
Mr. Bill.
Also sent you
a
McLeod Ales collaboration with Enneagram. It's a like a black lager. That's a delicious beer, Holmes. I think it's called something Partisan or something. I forgot the name, Holmes. Knights Over Prague or something
a lot
like
of good
that.
Shows there.
Also, Enneagram collab with McLeod. It's like a vice versa. It's a, forgot the name. It's like a Viking name, Holmes. Pretty good beer. And I think I sent you Modern Time, a Noble Ale Works Mosaic Shower. So
yeah. Go ahead
and enjoy that.
Yeah, you did.
That's about it, Holmes. Also, Mikey.
Thanks,
man. I really appreciate the t-shirt. The Perfect Pour logo up front looks amazing, Holmes. And that touch that you put in the back, it's real authentic. You put the names of all the Patreons, all the Perfect Pour supporters.
Oh, my God.
Classy, Holmes. amazing. It's, I love how the Perfect Pour emblem's up front. I can't wait to wear this out. And then how the all the patrons are on the back, so like they're supporting you, Holmes. They got your back,
Gabe. We're gonna get buzzed.
Amazing
shirt.
Can't wait to wear this out in the breweries and show it off and tell people about the Perfect Pour. Once again, guys, hit up Mikey on the Fresnan.
No!
Mikey Top Pour, also on the Perfect Pour, and get your t-shirts, Holmes. Perfect Pour t-shirts are out. Man, I look good in this shirt. Orderly. Other than that, Holmes, that's it, man. Spring's here. What are you guys going to do? What are we looking at, Holmes? Man, I just can't wait to start drinking again.
Oh, boy.
Woo! Man,
that's it, Holmes. You doing Sobertober already?
Chew your beer. Got to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Chew is just messing with us. We don't have any t-shirts.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Don't message the Fresnan. He will not help you.
Well, I mean, we have t-shirts.
Yeah. Producer Becky, there is a very limited run of Perfect Pour shirts. There are officially three Perfect Pour t-shirts with the giant labeling.
Yep.
I will part with mine for $500.
Yeah, we will sell them.
I'll part with mine for $4.99.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't exactly wear it every day. You're not going to see me walking around with it. Look at me. I've got a gigantic Perfect Pour t-shirt. It was the sweetest thing anyone's ever done. Mm-hmm. But they're just not good t-shirts.
But they do exist.
But those exist.
Those are the three shirts that exist in our 300 episodes.
All the years of the show, that's what we've accomplished t-shirt wise.
Yeah.
So if you're a t-shirt designer, you want to make ripping cool ass Perfect Pour t-shirts, let us know and we'll advertise we'll link out your shirts that you're making. Because that's all we got for you.
Click, pop, fizz.
Poopy, step, cigar.
I love gold.
When you can't take a beer to a shower, you take the shower to a beer.
Oh, man. Chew Beer wants us to drink his beer. We're going to do it. Oh, my God. This thing is clear as fuck.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mosaic Showers from Noble Aleworks. Out down there in the Southern California area somewhere.
Maybe they listened to Paul and kept it clear.
And, I'm not sure. This aroma is a little off to me. Like, different, I mean. Not off. Mosaic Showers.
Did you cleanse your palate?
No, I didn't, man. I need to cleanse my palate. Give me some crackers, bro.
Pass that lettuce bucket down.
Happy we're back to the lettuce crisper.
The 70s, 60s green Tupperware.
Tupperware.
Cracker thing. This is like...
Is that going to replace the IPA bowl, the IPA Tupperware?
Nothing replaces IPA bowl.
Damn it. Thought I had it.
Wow.
Completely forgot about that.
Am I crazy and I'm not detecting Mosaic so much in this beer?
Could be.
I blame the ABV.
It's
it's good. It's definitely Mosaic. It's really? Like
it's got that wood smoked barbecue appeal like, to it.
To me, it's Fruity Pebbles.
Apparently, we're tasting different beer.
I thought that. One of the other ones we had, maybe it was the Catch You on the Hazy Side was more Fruity Pebbles, but
there's a little bit of bitterness to this, but I like it.
Yes, it's good beer. It's noble.
I like it.
Oh,
I like it a lot.
A lot. Oh, there's plenty of voicemails, guys, and we're still doing. Now we're in the traditional voicemails.
Hey, guys. Hey!
Hi, Tony
Bags here. Hey, it's Mr. Tobold.
And Mr. Stu.
Firestone Walker from the Barrel.
Woo!
Do
they know they're drinking?
Fun, fun time. Hey, Nick, there is so much stout here. So much stout.
Ah, you missed it, Nick.
So much stout.
But we just want to call and say hi. We love you guys. We love you.
Love you. We love you.
Hi, Louis.
Louis. Louis, and she's talking to you.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Louis was searching for crackers as you said his name. So
you know where else there's so much doubts at? My house.
Ooh, at my house.
So much stout.
Thank you guys.
He likes
for
to stout it out
fun.
Loud over there.
That's right. Personal beer fest. Having fun. On the regular.
By the way, I'm going to be on the Fresno Riviera next week. So I needed to message. I was going to message Tony Bags and say the particular place we're staying at. Be like, dude, you better have Pliny on tap at this place because I'm going to be pissed. I mean, pissed if it's not.
Man.
Involves Pismo, okay? I'm just saying that.
Shell Beach Liquor.
Don't forget that. I'll go there.
Hey, guys. Minnesota ref single cam.
Whoa, single cam.
I must admit, I feel a little guilty.
Uh oh.
Golden God single
because
cam?
I wasn't a Golden God sooner. For whatever reason, I just never actually committed to doing it. Now I feel good.
Money.
Maybe it was the threat from Mikey saying he's going to send me nudes. Maybe that's what did it.
Yes!
I don't know.
It worked.
Anyway, I want to also say that it's almost been a year since I got married to my wife, and it doesn't feel like a year. His first year went by fast.
Yeah. It does.
She told me yesterday she wanted to do something
so
fun.
So the next night.
And she came up with the idea of going to Toppling
Goliath. To Fresno. Oh.
So we're going to on a road trip to Iowa, which doesn't sound fun, but Toppling Goliath will be fun. Their new
Fresno, Iowa.
Brewery
same.
Is beautiful.
Pretty
it's
much.
Huge. And they also have good food, too, so it'll be a good time. Looking forward to, and I think a lot of us guys, especially the one that stands out is Colin. It makes it so much easier when your wife is into beer and can follow you through the whole
yes.
fun yeah. adventures. Makes it a lot easier. And cheers to all the beer wives out there. Anyways, guys, keep it short and sweet this week. I hope everyone has a good week. Keep it safe. Check your dates.
Oh,
cheers!
Wow.
Cheers. Oh, thank you to our newest golden guy. Hope you enjoy those
perks.
Enjoy those tailgates. The tailgate perks. Ah, thanks, Cinco Cam. Enjoy Toppling Goliath.
Yes.
I would like to hear it. I hope we get a call from Toppling Goliath. I don't think we've gotten a voicemail from Toppling Goliath before. And we're continuing on to the voicemail.
Boy. It's me, Berserker. You can go fuck off.
Wow.
Is that a Berserker reference? I don't know. Is that what he's saying? Oh, man.
Scratching my head. Maybe that was a Darktown voicemail.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oi, you're going to make some fuck, Berserker.
Yeah, it's Berserker.
Do you want to make some fuck, Berserker? Do you want to make some fuck berserker?
What?
Didn't we hear that song?
We were doing that in the tailgate. That's pretty weird.
Wow.
Pretty weird. There's a third one. I'm just going to lie because they're so quick.
Hey, yo, you fuckers looking for somebody in Sacramento?
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Urban Roots.
That's right. Trying to figure out what you fuckers are looking for in Sacramento.
Not what you got.
Yeah. I'm that guy. Sacramento. Fuckers.
All right. We haven't had any drunk calls like that in a while, so I appreciate those.
If he's on his way here right now, we're leaving. We're
yeah,
back.
Right. No, we're not here. Not here at all.
Louis, shush. We're not here.
Shut up, Louie.
He's all, but I'm being quiet.
He's all. I hear Louie in there. I know you're in there.
I know he just knocked over the crowlers. I could hear it.
Rob, that's not Louie. That wasn't Louie.
Stray cat.
Stray cat. Stray cat. Maybe he'll buy it. It's like, okay, I guess I was a stray cat. We'll see you later. Final voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm back in California again.
Oh, boy.
Back and forth, back and forth. It's getting pretty annoying. It's wearing on my paycheck. But I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I was at BJ's today for lunch.
okay.
I was even thinking about doing a BJ's parking lot report.
Yes.
How's he doing?
But I was on my bike.
Oh.
I wasn't in the parking lot.
That counts.
But I did go in there for lunch.
Yeah. You can still be in the parking lot.
And I had...
That's allowed.
...a Luponic Distortion number 12.
Nice.
And an Alpine Duet.
Wow. Ooh.
And they had a few other...
Why didn't you have two choices. Alpine Duets?
And so...
Yeah,
whatever. BJ's.
BJ's, you know? Is fine.
Chain. All right. Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. Keep it clear.
Keep it clear.
Thanks, bros. To everybody out there. All your support, all your love, all your beer,
yeah,
all your recos. Yeah. Talk to you soon. Rock and roll.
No, it's BJ's.
BJ's
Bicycle Rack Report.
You know what? In this day and age of where our indie beer, craft beer is sort of taking a hit in this past year, and we didn't blow up like we thought we were going to blow up, BJ's is not a bad place to be. All right. I'm going to say it. I'll say it right now. And you know, some of you
really?
Are like,
what are you saying?
Some of you are like, I don't know. What are you talking about? It's a chain. Faux brewery.
Yes.
Like restaurant/brewery chain.
Think of Gordon Biersch, yeah. Or Pyramid.
Yeah. In that kind of vein.
They have really good baked potatoes.
They have good food.
Yes. Very large potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad place. I mean, it's like, if, you know, if we're going to be snobby about it, we can be snobby there. That's for sure. But in general, mm-hmm. I would much rather be at BJ's than at Olive Garden.
What?
So
Olive Garden is where it's at.
And but the thing about BJ's is they have lots of guest taps. So
yes,
and they have plenty of local stuff, and they have their own beers. So hey, it's not the worst thing in the world.
The Piranha Pale ain't half bad, you know. Yeah.
And they have a little, they have a cooler now.
Cooler.
Of a little door of like, you can take home their beers in the cans. They're canning. BJ's is canning.
Wow. So, can I get a sampler?
Can I get a sampler? Thank you, Paul. And thank you, everybody.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave
I think about Paul's plight. I think about him during the week, man, and it just continues. And I just I tune into the Perfect Pour every week to see what's going on with that. And appreciate Paul and appreciate everybody that calls the show. You guys, remember next week you can chill if you don't have something major. That's all right.
That's all right.
Save it for 300.
Yeah.
And what did we say about 300, Nick? I'm trying to remind myself what I said.
Live nudes.
Yes, live nudes.
No, oh, sorry. Live calls.
Oh, okay, live calls.
Live calls. Oh,
okay. Just like, give us one thing that you like about the show. That's basically what I'm saying.
Hopefully you can find one thing.
Yeah. Try and find one thing. Call, and then boom, that's your call, and then you're out.
World's okayest beer podcast.
Yep. Dorktown.
That will be acceptable.
Dorktown.podcast on the online calling thing.
Skype.
Jesus Christ. It's second hour now, guys.
On the picture box.
Yeah. On the picture box. It makes the pictures and the things and the ba-ba-da. All right.
Boy.
That was the voice of L's.
A ta-ta-ta tangent.
Yeah. No, that was in show.
Okay.
In show. We doing good?
Will you call me tonight?
We having a fun time?
We are having fun. Looking out for one of these beers has gotten me drunk.
Which one was it?
Which one was
Which beer got Nick drunk? Looking out for beers. Yeah, yeah. Ka-chow. Beers are
changes.
Beers are released all the time.
Nothing
so you got to keep keep your head on the swivel. Whoa. Look out for these beers.
Not ready for this.
Nick, are
yes.
you?
No, I'm ready for this.
I'm saying, oh, okay. I was like going to go, until you're ready. Skirt.
No, I would.
Nick,
I
what are you looking out for?
What was I not ready for? I don't know. Anyways, a couple from Al Smith.
Al Smith.
Al Smith.
Al Smith.
Lupin. Nope. I guess I'm not ready.
Wow, we really thought you were ready.
Smith.
Nick. Great job.
Well,
Are you excited about Star Wars celebration with all the things and the new Star Wars
Episode
9 trailer and all that stuff?
How about Looped In IPA from Alesmith? What better way to welcome warm weather than with a brand new IPA? Looped In IPA 6.5% tribute to hops. Name inspired by Humulus Lupulus. Blah, blah, blah. Smooth bitterness lead into easy drinking finish.
All right.
That's the technical writing. And if that wasn't good enough, Alesmith Hawaiian Not Speedway good Stout enough. In cans as well.
Cool. What else are you looking at for?
Eclipse 50-50 wax bottles coming out.
Oh, didn't you see they're going to have...
With all the various colors and all the fun colors.
Did you going to see they're going to have cans now?
Yeah, waxed cans.
Waxed dipped cans. Yeah.
Are they? For reals?
That is the one April Fool's that actually got me.
Oh, it was an April Fool's?
Yes.
No, that, you just got me and it's not even April Fool's.
That I was like...
I think that's fucking genius. Because it's fun. You better wax your cans right now.
Wax your cans, bro.
Wax your cans.
Yeah, they had,
there's the episode towel.
They had a top third of a can dipped and it had their
yes.
It was like the can was like a bluish color logo. They did the whole mock up.
Worst beer blog would do like five different posts about it.
That was awesome.
Yep.
Worst beer blog would have 500 emails. Like, bro, did you see this? Did you see this? Did you see this? Like, how much do you think Worst Beer Blog's his DMs and his emails like blow up every day about things?
He cannot get rid of the red dot for the rest of his life.
No, it would be his box is constantly charging with things.
You look at your battery usage and it's 98% DMs from Instagram.
I wonder what I often wonder what Worst Beer Blog does for a living and like how does he have time to like stay on top of everything? All these craft beer drama stuff. Cause he's on it. There's nothing he's not on.
All the news.
Yeah.
You're right.
What if it's not one person?
Ooh. You just blew my mind now.
Wow.
Are there several people doing the Worst Beer Blog Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
It's a co-op.
It's co-op. Who's got the shift? Who's got the 8 a.m. to noon shift?
This Mosaic Showers is opening up a little bit as it's getting warmer. Huh.
Yes.
Pass it down. I need to...
You need to open it up.
Yeah, I need to get an open up pour.
Open up pour. Tannin settled pour.
Yeah. Oh, the tannins. It's the tannins. It's a tannin related thing.
Buford Mad Dog tannin.
Yep. Well, any more you're looking out for, Nick?
That was my looking out.
All right. Matt, what are you looking out for?
I'm very upset with our Richmond friends, or the Easter Coast,
the Virginia people,
triple crossing Brewing seems like it's putting out some good beers.
Son of a... Who let them do that?
Where's our Triple Crossing?
Triple Crossings. They have one that's called Last Broadcast. It's a pretty cool green label.
Last and Brocast?
Bro.
Is
Last Broadcast, bro.
It is a double dry hopped, double IPA. And
double can.
It's hopped double, with double. Mosaic, double Nelson, can. Citra, double. And Galaxy.
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
So it's this.
Why not
version,
Mosaic, dude?
Whatever it's happened dry. To hop powder? Is yeah. that over with already?
Nah, it's over. Yeah, we'll talk about
here it
that
is. It's, it says, don't however, it. For this anniversary yeah. size of the dry hop charge went off the rails.
Oh, man.
We're talking about total loss of cabin pressure type dry hop levels. We detect elevated levels of floral, green, mango, citrus, pineapple, deepened, candied grapefruit, ooh. Dank, and ooh soft, my. Pulpy apricot, peach character, ugh. All the cohesively pulled together with the softness we seek from magical combinations of our grist formation, water chemistry, and our beloved house ale yeast, 8% ABV. Now and for hopefully at least another 5 years. So,
wow. So I got 5 years to get this beer?
Yeah. Well,
what
yeah.
a surprise.
And, but yeah, so I mean, I want to know more about this brewery. They had a couple different beers come out recently for their anniversary, but that one seems right. to pique my interest. Mm-hmm. The kind of the last broadcast theme to it and the label that looked very nice.
All of it. It has everything.
It has all the things to look out for.
And then from Offshoot, they are releasing a new beer called Two.
Oh, shoot.
Two. Then
one, two.
The it, number two are written out as the words.
It has all of that. It has T-O-O. A P sign. It has T-W-O as the number two. Has two with a two. Has a Roman numeral. Has two W-E, two. So it's wow. it's all the kinds. All
right.
Wow.
But they're releasing that. It is a double dry hopped hazy double IPA, but it mainly features Galaxy and Mosaic. It has two row and flaked oats. The flaked oats will contribute to the haziness.
What?
And with the London yes! 3
hazy bro
yeast. So those two beers look fantastic. And then Ocelot. I feel like that's something that we've, a word Ocelot? That we've said before.
I don't know. where is this at?
Their branding looks very much like Samuel Adams. But,
oh, boy. Oh,
that's bad for a couple reasons.
Basic AF.
Let's see. Where are they located?
Looking out for beers. Looking out for.
Ooh.
Looking out for beers.
He's acapella.
Oh, they're looking out Duels. Duelles. Duels. VA, Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been there.
Been there. Had it.
I haven't been there.
Okay.
Their release of Home. It's 6.7% Citra and Nelson. Hopped ooh, IPA.
That's a good idea. Citra Nelson.
So Citra and Nelson. So
always a good idea.
I want to know what Home tastes like. It might be it might be in this beer.
Yeah.
So those sweet. Are some looking home, out for. They're some, a little bit out there, out but I'm hoping we hey, can.
That's hey, we have done this before where we put it out to the universe of very hard to get odd beers and mm-hmm. somehow they magically ended up at the show.
Somewhere. At least yeah. tell me it's a good, at least yeah, somebody yeah, try it. At least let me like, know it's okay.
Yeah. At least let us know.
Where's my angry chair?
Ooh, now all you care about is angry chair.
You're sitting on it.
Mm. Are the angry walls that steal the air?
Mm-hmm. Stomach hurts. I don't care.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
What do I see across the way?
Hey, Live Fest alert! Rinhouse Brewing in Phoenix, Arizona. Saturday. Get in line right now.
Not Record Store Day?
Nope. Forget Record Store Day. You've got to go to Rinhouse.
Roof Rat 2.0.
Roof Rat.
Roof. Did I say roof?
I don't know what you said.
I meant roof. The thing that's on top of your building.
Ah.
Roof.
Is it on fire?
Roof Rat.
Roof Rat.
And Phoenix, this is what they call I call them tree rats around here. We have them.
Boy.
The rats that get all your fruit and eat all your stuff Bastards. From your trees. We have a couple of tree rats here. Roof Rat, it's a citrus milkshake IPA, something Nick won't be interested in.
Negative.
It's got blood orange, grapefruit, milk sugar, vanilla. Oh. It's dry hopped with lemon drop.
My stomach hurts just thinking about it.
And limit on two, only two 4-packs.
Ooh.
Oh, $20 shit. 4-packs.
That's plenty.
You're all, that's plenty. Why you got to limit that?
Yeah.
Like two, I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
That's enough. So Wren House, they've collabed with our own Tioga Sequoia on a beer. So... And I have been to Wren House with Trent from
Wow.
Get Off My Podcast.
Who?
So I've been to Wren House. It's a cool little tiny little place in Phoenix.
Nice.
And it's a very like edgy Blackstone area. If you know Blackstone when you go north of Shields.
What?
And it gets kind of edgy.
That's edgy.
Yeah. Or south of Shields, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
South of Shields on Blackstone gets kind of edgy. That's kind of where Wren House is at in Phoenix.
Ooh, nice.
And it's this little like old house,
sketch,
I think,
bro.
And but it's cool. Very very beer geek heavy, and they know how to brew beer there. So I suggest don't get in line overnight. I would not wait in line overnight at Wren House. By the way,
not worth it.
I'm not recommending that. But once. Daylight. Once it's daylight, then go ahead and get in line at Wren House. And if somehow that beer made it to the show, that would be awesome. I would like to announce the official ending. I'm sorry, Nick, of Stout season because Sierra Nevada's Summerfest is out now.
Great.
So Stout season is long gone. Now you have to look forward to Stout season 2019 at the end of the year.
Oh, boy.
So, Summerfest, the Sierra Nevada's lager.
Lager.
Is out now. You can officially look for it. So, it's over. It's over. It's over, Nick.
It's over, Tober.
It's over, Tober, Nick. Also, from Modern Times Brewing, Stencil Crew. Hazy IPA, staggering quantities of Simcoe Sintra and Al Amarillo hops. This is also being released Saturday. Lots of stuff getting released Saturday. And I'll be looking out for
Saturday,
that.
Saturday.
And that's all we need to look out for. What else do we do on the show? We do things like this.
Drinking!
Hey guys, I've been drinking Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. That's Matt. Go find him. Go friend him. Make comments on his check-ins. Mm-hmm. Like check-ins, like mm-hmm. What? Louis had to follow Nick around. Louis, come on.
So, let's see. Where did I have this?
Where did you have the beers? What did you do this week?
Oh, boy. Beer.
I had a situational hazy little thing. Where was that at? Where was I at Strummer's. This week? No. Wasn't that fresh?
That narrows it down. Elbow room.
Was that a restaurant?
Cheesecake Factory.
Dave and Buster's. There we go.
Yes.
I was...
Classic craft beer spot.
We were there over the weekend, and the bartender that was helping us, he was like, you want a large or a small? And every time I asked for a small, I got a large. And so it was like I had a large General Sherman, then I followed up by a large Lancelot, and I was like, I got to tame this down.
Was it in a plastic big gulp cup?
No, it was a 20-ounce glass.
I'll have the large.
And I was like, well, I need a small, hazy little thing. And I was able to graduate down to an actual pint at that point, so make it through the rest of the evening. Down in Bakersfield, at Firestone Grill, I had a Mind Haze from Firestone Walker. That was their crafty beer on tap.
Something.
And then I had this same Punchirello from Great Change. I had a Sneaky Sneaky. That was also pretty good from Great Change.
Sneaky, sneaky.
At the concert, their two taps was Bud Light and 805.
Wow. Well, yeah, 805.
Their bottle selection was not that much better, so I just sucked it up and I was like, I'll get a Coors Light. If I'm at a concert and there's nothing good, they didn't have Sierra Nevada Pale.
What? That's bad.
So the next thing I'll drink is a Coors Light. And she's like, okay, it'll be $4. And I was like, What?
Shouldn't this be $7, ma'am?
Yeah, I was fully expecting to pay $10 a beer at this concert, and it was a $4 bottle, and I was like, okay.
Wow.
So I proceeded to have 3 Coors Lights during the show.
Wow.
They kept that buzz going.
Matt, do you want me to edit that out, what you just said?
No, I'm fine with saying that I had a Coors Light.
Should I mark down in my notes to edit this section this time out? Down.
Okay. I'm not ashamed of it.
All right. It's fine. Hey, you're an adult. You can make your own choices, and that's fine.
Before the show, I had a dinner at Popolo's.
Oh.
And I almost had another hazy.
Wait, was this before the Bakersfield show? So you're like really tailgating this show. I got to start tailgating in Fresno before the Bakersfield show.
No, today.
Oh, okay, today.
Which is different from
yesterday. Oh, this show. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Before
I got my shows.
The show we're recording right now.
Oh.
Mikey's in the world between worlds.
Right? Yeah, I'm always in the world between worlds.
Almost had a hazy little thing again, but I was convinced to have Make America Juicy again. So I had one of those. Yes. And it was,
who convinced you to do that?
It was...
bring him forward.
Jeremy,
come on, bro.
Jeremy, he is a veteran staff member over at the Popolo's. Mm-hmm. Very awesome dude. If you can find him on social media.
Was he in the old Popolo's?
Yes.
All right, then I know him.
Sidebar guy.
Okay.
And if you find him on social media, he goes by Squishy Mango.
Squishy Mango. Squishy Mango.
Squishy Mango. Okay, dokie.
Yeah. But he's one of the few that's carried over.
Okay.
From the
I know. He's cool. All the people that carried over.
It's Aaliyah, cool. Reiner, and Jeremy.
Yep.
Those three have carried over.
I know. Yep. I know exactly what three you're talking about.
Yep.
Yep.
Ann Perkins didn't make it.
No, she didn't. Juan started. He did the first week, and then he never
showed like, up nope, again. He's like, no, the sal bar's bullshit. I'm out.
I can't deal with this.
I cannot deal with this fucking janky-ass sal bar. Goodbye.
And, is that crazins? That's it. I'm fucking
nope, out. I'm out.
But,
the day you bring in crazins to my salad bar is a day
goodbye.
I leave.
Goodbye.
I always feel bad for people when I take
they
them there.
Get they're from like, that
"Oh, I've never been to
Popolo's
before." And then like I go in there and I get like the staff member I know, and they're just like, "What's going on?" I was like, oh, "I've known them for like 7 years
What's
now."
What's happening?
It's
right
like
now?
We're very they might sit down at the table and talk to it. You know, it's whatever. Whatever happens, happens. They're cool.
What's happening?
What's up with that?
And then. Clear Days from Uinta.
Days. Is it Days with a Z?
Yes.
Tell me it's Days with
D-A-Z.
A Z.
Like haze, but days. It's a hazy beer, isn't it?
What was it? I went to a show at the Full Circle Olympic, and I wanted to... I didn't drink there, I wanted to have a beer when I got home, so I swooped through the Spokeasy and picked up a can of that. And
can you bring anything home from the Tower District, the Olympic full circle?
They do. I don't know if they. I think they do crawlers there. I'm not 100% sure, but they do have a bottle fridge on the site where the tub used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bottle fridge with all their package stuff.
Okay. Just checking.
I mean, if you went there and saw a music show.
A show of music. I've seen my share of shows from there, but I need to go. That was all the beer. The Ben Cots.
Those are worth noting.
Bearded Brewery.
There's probably some a few other beers sprinkled in there.
Like this one here.
Where was the
chicka 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 chicka?
I love gold.
We sort of referenced it earlier because somebody was like, "I'm in Sacramento. What beer do you want?" You won't believe this guy. I almost kept this for myself. But I'm like, you know what? That's not cool. I got this in Madera, California.
Oh, man.
Urban Roots Brewing. King Cutter IPA from Urban Roots out of Sacramento area. The Valero in Madera had this.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
And it was the last can of Urban Roots. I was like... I had not seen this beer at all. I had no idea. I just see the label. The front of the label doesn't say Urban Roots. It has has Converse.
The Chucks high with tops. The Stetson.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, you know, what beer is this? And I turn around and it says Urban Roots. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. What? And I brought it up there and he's like, yeah, this is my last one. I was like, dude, how do you get Urban Roots? And he wouldn't tell me, wouldn't say anything. So. But the Valero and Madera.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
I'd have to kill you. Across from the, right off the 99, across from the Starbucks.
Oh, boy.
And there's the one craft beer bar in Madera.
You mean all those craft beer nerds at Starbucks didn't walk across the street and be like, oh, my God, do you have any Urban Roots?
You got any Urban Roots? So if you're in the Madera
area, I only drink craft beer.
The Valero.
Valero.
There's a Subway. Right there. So if you want to stop up, there's a Farnese's old school diner.
Wow.
Roadside diner, yeah. Farnese's.
Valeros are hard to come by these days.
Mm-hmm. They're all changing over to the dinosaur.
The Sinclair's. Yeah,
Sinclair's.
Dino's better.
So here we go. An Urban
Just wish mine would open up already.
Right?
Dude, what's going on with
construction? The palm like, and board. When are you going to finish construction?
Whenever I go by, I'm just like, those guys must be losing their ass. Like
$1 million a day.
Like, so much money they're losing.
Yeah. And I hate that 76. It's always stupid packed and people don't know how to drive. And it's like, I miss that Sinclair because you could pull right in, get gas, and
right out.
Go.
Bye. Just don't get two cars in there.
You want to go first? I'll go. No. Okay. So you're going to go? My turn? No. No. Okay.
There's two punts, but only one car can be in the two punts.
Hey, man, that's important.
Our first gas station tangent.
I don't know. Probably not.
Have you guys been to the new Chevron on.
Oh, yeah.
On.
Yep.
That's not
Sierra Sky Park Chevron.
Yeah,
on Herndon. It's open, huh?
Herndon, oh, it's nice, dude. There's all kinds of space, all kinds of room for activities.
Wait, nicer than the Shell on Herndon West.
It's like 15 times the size.
Yeah,
I didn't say size. I said
so,
nicer.
You could land a plane between those pumps.
Is it nicer?
Right there. It's.
Well, it's not wood.
It's so roomy.
Okay.
It's not so wood.
Roomy. It is not made of wood.
So roomy. It's so nice.
So much room for activities.
Yep. Oh gosh, it's nice.
What? It's not.
Did they make?
It's not Brawley. Is that Brawley?
Yeah. No.
Did they make bunk pumps?
Bunk pumps. Bunk pumps.
Oh, so it's
got a car wash.
It's the first Chevron.
There's a beer cave, but it's not. There is some Tioga. There's like General Sherman in there.
It's the second Chevron north of the 180 that has that takes Apple Pay.
Oh boy,
you can
it's modern
tap to pay.
It's modern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motorman.
No.
What's your price for flight?
Other gas pumps in town, they still don't even do chip. They're still Magna Strip. This is the one you can just boop your phone.
No and skimming off your ID, boop, boop, huh?
Yep.
Skim free.
This is a really good beer, by the way. But I'm not surprised like because Urban I Roots? Love Urban Roots.
It's Urban Roots.
I feel like it, just because the can's purple, it's making me feel like it has grape flavors to it.
Grape ape.
Grape ape. Grape ape. Did I have anything interesting this week?
Nope.
Find me, Mikey Topor on Untappd or Dorktown. One of those two will get you around to it. I just have more of that Dirty 30s from Decibel Brewing. More of the Hop Nosh IPA.
Ooh.
Ooh, and I had that Velian Dank.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
That Crowler?
Yeah.
Velian Dank.
No, that. Well, we have.
What?
I had one. Yeah. Or, yeah. Recommended to have that. And
I brought it for the show last week. Sorry. Completely forgot about it. Mike came like, please drink this. I can bring more.
Yeah. It was pretty much the best text I got all week was Matt going, hey, that Crowler that I brought for the show last week, you can drink it.
You
I was
can
like,
drink
yeah,
it.
Yes.
Yes, I can.
I can. That's right, I can. So it's a double. Like, I got myself in slightly a bit of trouble. It's a double IPA.
Oh, boy.
And I had that all to myself. I did not skimp on it. I drink it very quickly. And the next morning, I was not thinking about it while I was drinking at all. I was not thinking it was double at all. I was just like, oh, this is cool. This is beer. And then the next morning, I was like, oh, shit, what happened? And I was like, oh, that was a double IPA.
Were you in Snapchat probation again?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I was like, oh, shit, what did I do on Snapchat? Oh, looks like I was okay. All right. We're cool. Yeah, I was a little hazy in the morning after that.
But
it's a good beer though.
All I'm going to say is it's a strong 8.5. Strong.
Well,
if you get what I'm saying,
I did not. I did not hesitate.
What do you say? It's really 9.5.
It's really closer to 9.
Okay,
I didn't hesitate drinking that. And I felt it
it's
in the morning.
It's smooth though.
It
right?
is yeah. right. Exactly. It was not hard to drink at all. And that's all I was caught drinking. I had some secret beers that nobody will ever know about. How we doing? You doing cool? We doing cool?
We're cool, bro.
All right, cool. We've outlasted Louis. Louis's laying down now.
We win.
We won.
Take that, Louis.
Louis. Like, you guys are going too long.
I'm tired of you guys' shit.
Cheers, man. Cheers to all our golden gods, as always, man. The golden gods of the perfect poor. They actually give us their money, their hard-earned money. Their part of their workday involves paying for their paying for their perfect poor debt. They're like, this hour I've got to work for the perfect poor. It's their perfect poor hour, they call it. A lot of the golden gods call it this.
That's
the
right.
Perfect poor hour.
We hear that all the time.
You hear about it all the time. Thank you guys for giving us money to the show, and it helps us pay for all our
keeping our the lights on.
Yep. And if you're wondering, like, I'm thinking about this golden god stuff. You do get to have listen to the tailgate before the show, and you get invited to the Purim if you so feet, and there are the Purim, and other things, other special events and such not, if you get to be on the Golden God. So thank you guys, patreon.com/perfectpour, or just look at perfectpourpod.com or in the show notes. There's links. Links all over the place. If you want to check it out.
That's amazing.
Thanks all our golden gods. And also cheers to Spokeasy for 7 years of Spokeasy. Wow. This Saturday. Yeah. 7 years. At this time, I did not see their list of what's going on during their Saturday 7 year day. They always have special kegs of specialness. So
they know how to bring the whales.
They do. They bring the whales on those kegs. So I hope I get to get into Spokeasy on Saturday at some point.
Nice.
At least look at the tap list. Can I just go in there, honey, and just look? Can I look at the tap list? Okay. 5 minutes. Yeah. But, you know,
Don't get drunk.
5 minutes turns into 5 hours.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I got to run to the hardware store. I'll be right back.
Oh, boy. He's going to be gone for a few hours, guys. He's coming back in an Uber, and we're going to have to go pick up his car tomorrow.
Great.
Somewhere, wherever the hell he's at. Some random-ass place. We're going to have to pick up his car on Sunday morning. How many times have you done that on Sunday morning? Like, I don't know where my car is at. We got to go find my car.
Never?
Let's go to the Silver Dollar. It's probably there. Silver Dollar's not open anymore. Yeah, sad but face. It's probably there.
Yeah.
cheers also to Juicy Trooper.
Whoa.
Probably not a friend of Nick's, I'm guessing. the Fresnerd Girl. The Ooh. Hopaholics. Hops _ Hunter. CM Messick. Reasels. Brew Dork, and just everybody that shares the show,
yes.
Subscribes to the show, gives us a review on the iTunes or wherever podcast you're listening to. Just word of mouth, man. Tell your fellow beer geek about the show. We appreciate that. PerfectPourPod.com. And Matt, what do you have for cheers?
Cheers out to Kayleen from Zach's. Thanks for taking us down to Bakersfield for beers and music and stuff like that.
You can go see her at Zach's every Thursday through Saturday, right? Mm-hmm.
Then cheers out to co-worker Matt Bolden. He's been taken upon himself to listen to the show each week as he travels to and from.
He's like, all right, to and I'll from listen, work. Matt. Jeez. And,
He likes to come up to me and quote the show a little bit, and I'm like, oh, you actually do listen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to help us try to initiate the No Way Brose campaign. So see if we can get that off the ground.
All right. No Way Brose.
Yeah.
No Way Rose. You're not, Tiago will not have any roses.
No Rose.
People should not drink roses.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop with the roses.
You stop it.
And, yeah.
All right. Cheers. Nick, you have some. Cheers.
Cheers to my soup du jour, my new coffee of the week, Northbound Coffee Roasters.
What is that, local?
No, Northbound and Down?
They're in Mammoth area.
Oh, okay. And they're getting out here? You can get it here?
You can get it at the Whole Foods.
But the pass is closed right now with the snow.
Ah. Carrier pigeon.
They do it around the Bakersfield way.
Did you check your roast date, bro?
Yes, yeah. It's freshies.
You checking your roast dates?
It's a fresh.
Okay.
It's organic, too. Mm. It's pretty good.
They did the thing where, speaking of April Fool's, like I got fooled on.
Yeah.
The China Peak, I'm talking about our ski resorts that are nearby us. China Peak is our number one ski resort that people go to. And then Mammoth is on the eastern side of the Sierras, which is, it's very, like, as a crow flies, it's very close to us. But in actuality, it's like a 5-hour drive through the mountains.
The windy.
And so China Peak did this post on Instagram, was like, we're going to do a tram between the Mammoth and which is like 23 miles in reality.
Yeah.
And I totally bought into it. I was like, holy shit, that's so cool. And I was like, I was literally about to go on Twitter and be like, you guys seeing this shit? And then it was, at the end, it was April Fool's. I was like, son of a bitch. They got me.
Busted.
Those bastards got me. Mammoth, they have a really cool blues festival.
Yes, they do.
Mammoth Brewing has a beer and blues festival in the summer.
Yep.
If we can get to it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
If the snow melts in time on the Tioga Pass.
And the tram would ever get running.
Yeah, if they get that tram going.
Get that tram going, bro. Cheers to Aaron Beer Metal Dude. He's on Instagram now. Cheers to the Beer Explorer. And like I mentioned earlier, if you want to have a Volkswagen, get it. I'll be at CB Performance on Saturday, 9 to 1, Farmersville, California.
There you go. Look at Nick. He'll be the guy with the beard.
That's right. Waving.
Waving. Like, hey, I'm over here.
How are you?
I am Nick. Hi, everybody.
Come see all the Volkswagens and eat some hot dogs.
Hey, sounds like a good day.
There you go. Then you could hit Planing Mill on your way back.
Oh, Planing Mill. They got some good beer in there. Mm-hmm. And
Pita Kebab.
Yeah, Pita Kebab. And their Brew Bakers.
Brew Bake, yeah.
And their
version of Sequoia Brewing.
Yep. And the Satellite Tasting Room for
Barrel House.
Barrel House. Yes. I haven't been there yet.
I haven't either, but I hear good things.
Yeah. I still have you been to Barrel House Satellite in Visalia?
Nope. Yeah?
See, look at this.
Wow.
We're not going to Visalia enough.
I haven't been to Visalia in a very long time.
Ooh, wow. You need to go, bro. They got a nice little downtown there.
Yeah, it's quaint.
I've heard many great things.
Quaint.
That's all.
Cheers. That is my cheers.
Cheers. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out for 298 episodes of the Perfect Four. PerfectPourPod.com is the website. Next week, we're going to phone it in. It's going to be pretty lame.
Show between shows.
Yeah, it's going to be the show between shows. But episode 300, super cool.
Bring it.
We're going to bring
all the
it.
Bells and whistles.
Oh, yeah.
Bell's going to be here?
Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen.
And he's got a girlfriend named Whistles?
Bells and Whistles.
The whole she-bag's happening.
She-bags?
Oh, my God.
I'm learning things today. Guys! Are you... Whatever, dude. I don't know.
Get
the
F out of here.
I have nothing fucking funny to say. Hey, guys, we'll see you later.
Go home.
Go home.
Check your dates.
Go home. Check your dates. Have fun, but be safe.